Why don't you go ahead and open it up for questions, and I'll do my best to answer them.
Well,
and thank you, Jesse, for that.
Rich, I think you end up with a lot of questions. And folks, I've been doing a bunch of emailing lately because of another activity I'm involved in. And the thing that he's talking about on email, the actual click rate, the actual rate of opening the emails is so much higher. And I'm kind of amazed he's offering that. You know, Rich, I kind of don't, you mind if I ask you the first question?
Go ahead. Well, you know, what else is new?
Well, yeah, as everybody realizes, I'm not the smartest biscuit in the oven, you know. But as I'm sitting here listening to it, and I'm hearing you say use the same leads from 1 week to the next week, and I realize that's better than what some people have been doing of using, you know, reusing leads, because if you use them the next week, they're still compliant. But, you know, I mean, you've cut the price by going to subscription. Aren't you kind of cutting yourself in half there? If I'm going to normally run 6,000 leads a week, I run the same 6,000 2 weeks in a row, aren't I needing less, or am I misunderstanding that?
No, you're not misunderstanding that at all. But if I serve the masses, I'll get to eat with the classes, an expression I learned a long time ago. And it's also self-serving. If you guys aren't successful in CTS in these down times, that's going to be bad for my business. So we all want to work together here so that you guys can be successful. That helps my business, and you'll bring more people in. I get more customers. Every time I do something that's better for the customer, it always ends up being better for me, too.
Okay, well, guys, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're not going to do like we used to do on a cash tracking call or something where we go one by one. If you have a question that you'd like to ask, press *6 to unmute yourself. And if there's more than one of you, I will call on one by either your name or a phone number or something of that nature. So if anyone has a question, please press *6. Okay, who's that?
Hey, Alan.
Hey, this is Attila. I got a quick question. You hear me?
Okay, Attila, go ahead. We'll have Attila's question.
Yeah, Rich, thanks for this information. Just had two or three really quick ones. Number one, on the script that you mentioned, when you make the appointment to call them back at an agreed-upon time, let's say it's 10 o'clock the next morning, you just drove them to the site. You know, we know when they've been on the site or not. So if we know they have not been to the site, what's your approach then? Do you still call them back, or do you wait till they go to the site, or do you call them back and say, I see you haven't been to the site yet, and then try a different approach?
Well, you had an appointment to make a phone call to them, so I think you should still follow up with that appointment commitment and right off the bat say, ask them why they haven't gone to the site yet. Because that's going to floor them. They're going to say, how do you know I haven't been to the site? And you're going to say, well, because that's the kind of technology that we have that makes this program fly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be a little more interested. Then you're going to give them one more chance. I'm going to give you another chance because you sound like a nice person. You sound like you really want to make things better in your life. I know things come up. Let's pick another day and time where you know you can spend 30 minutes, and then we'll pick a day and time for me to follow up with you.
Okay, that's a great answer. Second quick question for you. How soon are you going to have those new options up on your website as far as you said you're going to have leads only on the subscription and minutes will be pricing on minutes may be reduced? Are you planning on having that up there soon?
It's either going to be up there today or tomorrow. I'm the lucky one who actually does all the changes on the website. So if I have the time to do that today, and it's a little, it's not difficult, but it's very time intensive, but it's going to be done today or tomorrow.
Okay, last quick question. I have some older leads that I purchased from you in the fall of 2011. And I know I could rerun those, but it's suggested by you, by your site to have those recertified. And it's a $30 charge that you charge to recertify every 1,000. Is there any way you could possibly work on reducing that cost? I mean, I'd still be buying minutes from you to run those, but I mean, that's pretty hefty, $30 per thousand.
Well, I can understand what you're saying. It may be hefty, but it's half the cost of a brand new lead. And let me explain what Atelier is talking about, and this is very important. If you are looking in the yellow pages because you think you have a widget that will be useful to plumbers, so you want to put 1,000 plumber phone numbers into an auto dialer and dial them, and 15 of those plumbers went out of business. When they were in business, they were working from home, so the number in the yellow pages is actually their residential number. Now you have sent them a voice broadcast that they're no longer a business. Have you broken the law? Our legal people spoke with the FTC about this, and the answer was no, because that's the most recent information that you have. But when the next edition of the yellow pages comes up, you need to update the data that you have in your calling system. Well, we didn't really care about the phone book. What we were leading them to is, well, what about the Internet? The Internet doesn't change once a year. It doesn't change once a month. It changes thousands of times per second. If we see someone's phone number on a business website, what is the reasonable length of time in which we can give them a call? And remember how we said before that the FTC and the FCC regulations don't apply to B2B calls? Well, what that means is they don't have a regulation concerning this, but it's still something that we need to know, because if that website's no longer there, then they're no longer a business. So they said 30 days would most assuredly be a safe bet. If you can show that that number was on that website no more than 30 days prior to you making a robocall to them, you're going to be okay. So when we give you leads, they were found on a website normally 24 hours before we gave them to you. The most would be 72 hours because we get lead deliveries twice a week. And we have a buildup of inventory, so what we do all the time before we may sell a lead that we found a month ago is we pay our programmers to go look again and see if that lead is still a valid lead. What I had recommended, and I started to offer this about 2 years ago, is instead of buying new leads all the time, take some of your old lead files and let me pay my programmers to verify the ones that are still valid, and my programmers charge me $30 per thousand to verify those. That's 3 cents per lead. So that's what I have to charge you. They still have to do basically most of the same work, except they already have an address. They don't have to look for one. So I can't reduce that unless I'm going to be subsidizing it, which with everything else I'm doing, I'm just not in a fiscal position right now to be able to do that. But in addition, you don't want to use this technique for a lead file that is more than 90 days old. You should know that the failure rate in MLM and network marketing approaches 99%. So if you have a lead file that's over 90 days old, and I pay my programmers to go look and see which leads are still valid, even though it's half the price of new leads, so many of those websites are going to be defunct that it's not going to be worth your money. You're better off getting new leads. I know that's not what you wanted to hear, but that is the truth. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yes, yes. That answers actually not only my question, but more than what my question was. So I appreciate that. I just wanted to, that's not, if you did 10,000, if you had 10,000 old ones, 30 times 10 is 300, your 10,000 leads only is 499. So yeah, it is a couple hundred dollars less.
You're right about that. A year ago, those 10,000 leads were $600. That's what I was thinking about. I keep reducing those prices, but yeah. I can't reduce the prices on the re-verification because I have not been able to negotiate a price reduction. Maybe I can try again to negotiate a price reduction.
Okay, guys, let me step in here.
Thank you.
Folks, for right now, let's ask one question at a time because we've actually crammed people with questions. Hold on, guys.
I have a question.
Hold on. We'll do these one at a time. Just ask one question, and then we'll come back if you have more questions after giving everybody a chance, all right? And, Rich, if you can be, I know this is tough, but if you can be as concise as possible while still answering the question, I appreciate it because we've got a lot of people that have questions. All right,
okay.
Brian, go ahead with your question.
After you get someone to agree to the pledge, when do you make mention of the fact that there are other charges via the Itala Center, the cash tracking, the toolbox, the auto dialer? When do you, because that's significantly more money as you're coming along, and I'm finding that people are kind of surprised by that in addition to the initial pledge.
Well, Brian, this is for me personally. I tell people before I even get their pledge, because if they can only afford $3,500 and you think the cash toolbox is the way to go and it's going to take another $800 or $1,000, then they don't have any money to make it run and make it successful. So if I have people in that situation, what I would do is instead of them coming in at $3,500, I might have them come in at $1,500 and buy the leads, because I want them. My goal is to make them successful so that everybody else can be successful. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's my line of thinking, but I find that, some other people that are doing this sort of thing, they never, when I was initially invited, that was never even mentioned to me off the get-go. So I'm just curious as your, what your take on that was. That makes perfect sense, though.
Those people won't stay too long. Okay, let's go to Peggy. Got a 707 area code. Okay, then we will go to Regina, 847.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
A question. About a month ago, I got, an email with a new script, and I listened to it. I haven't changed yet, but how has that been working?
Okay, the new script that you're talking about, is that the new recording for
TeleCenter? Yeah, the new recording. I should have said that. Yeah, the new recording.
I have been receiving some positive feedback on that, and I'll tell you how I know, because more and more people are ordering it. So that means that somebody tried it, it was successful, so they recommended it to someone else, and they tried it, it was successful. I know the groups and the downlines and the pecking order, so I say it's working. I'm not sure if it's better than the one that you presently have, but if you're looking for something with a little more excitement, rah-rah and pep rally, it's definitely more your style.
Okay. We can still put, send them to the landing page, right, on it, and we can still come in and, let them know what our landing page is and everything on it. We can still
If you want to, you can still do that with a closing greeting on television.
I meant to have a closing greeting.
Yeah, you still can.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, I appreciate it. So you would suggest to do it?
Yes, I would suggest to give it a try, see what it does to your numbers. You can always go back. If you want to go back, there's no charge to go back.
Okay, appreciate it. It's just $30 to,
right.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Rich.
And, Jimmy, I'd like to add one more. Jimmy, just one more thing real quickly. You answered that other person's question about the expenses. I want to make one thing really clear. I don't have a cash tracking system group. I made a decision a long time ago to not compete against my customers. And I really wanted to be in cash tracking systems, so I thought very long and hard about actually getting out of the lead business. But I don't compete against you. So I thought you might want to know that. I'm done.
Amen to the push button comment there, Bill. All right, 847.
707, and I had my question answered.
Okay, thanks. Okay, just push *6 and mute yourself, please. Let's go on to the 847 area code. I see you trying. 847, go ahead. Regina?
No, I've already answered that.
If you'll press *6 then, please, and mute yourself again. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, Attila, you've already asked one. We'll get you back in. Marianne, or Carl, I guess. 203.
Yeah. It's in reference to the letter that you have up on the screen now, where it says at the end that there are some states that still have laws that we can't use the business. Do you see the second to the last paragraph?
Of course I see it. And right now, the only state, and they don't even really have a law regarding businesses, but it's Indiana. Indiana, about a year and a half ago, started to give some of our customers some grief, and even though there's nothing on the books, I couldn't fight that fight, so we stopped including Indiana leads in our lead files.
Oh, okay, so it's nothing we have to be concerned about.
No, ma'am, we take care of that for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
You do have to be concerned about that if you buy some other leads, such as some that I've seen recommended, because they will still include the Indiana, so just I'd let you know that.
On the iTelecenter, when I see people have pushed one and have listened to the message, I don't know their name, so when everybody says, go in and say, hi, Mary, you listened to my voice message, I don't have a name.
Well, actually, you can get a name. We send you a lead file that has the phone number of the lead, and what you want to do is you want to sort that lead file by phone number, and we also have their name, the name of the MLM company they're with, and the address of their promotional website. That's how you find their name. Now,
you're saying that would be quite labor-intensive for me to pull the telephone number off of the sheet from my telecenter, then to go back to the leads list and sort through that list.
And if you talk to one of my service people, either Pauline or Louise, whoever handles your account, they'll show you how to do it in about 30 seconds, you know, per number. It's very simple.
I'll tell you what,
Louise and I are good friends already.
Okay.
If you can do that, that would increase this business tremendously for a lot of guys. Can you call someone with their name? Because I find it to be labor intensive myself.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to avoid. And it's much better coming in with somebody's name.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, let's go to 214 area code.
Yeah, that's me, but I had the same question about the names, how you got the names. So we're good.
Okay. What's that?
Jimmy, this is Albert. Do you hear me?
Yes, I did. Go ahead.
Okay. Rich, I just wanted to commend the lady, Pauline. She's very nice. I enjoyed dealing with her, you know, and she's helped me quite a bit, and I'm very, very interested in this program. I do thank you for, like, reaching out to all of us, you know, putting yourself out there and allowing us the opportunity to succeed, you know, doing the cash tracking system. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for that nice comment. My biggest high is when someone calls and says, hey, it's working. That's great. I've got a new customer.
Yeah.
They've got a new life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to 586.
Hey, guys. Coach Robert back here. I wanted to offer something for some of the people that are been in the program, and when you brought up that comment about searching for the name, there's a database called ACT and ACT.com for people that want to load their leads into a database where you can actually look at the phone number, the name, the email address, if it's supplied, obviously, the website. I use that system, and it is phenomenal, and it's not a huge learning curve. So I tell my guys about it. Some of them just they don't want to get into that yet because they're learning the dialer and everything else. But for some of the seasoned veterans, ACT.com is where you can find it. I can't speak enough about it, and it's you'll be able to load your lead files into it. You can check what's going on. You can do sales ops. You can do mail merges out of it. So I'm just passing that on for everybody if they're looking for a simpler, faster way of searching that lead list to be able to find a name to call people back with.
You'd be able to use that with the phone burner?
I think so. It regularly or integrates very well with Outlook for people who want to use Microsoft Outlook, not Outlook Express, Microsoft Outlook. If you are using it with phone burner, ACT has great support and a knowledge base that you can use.
Okay.
You'll find that you can print reports out of ACT that'll tell you how many sales ops you have coming in for the week, for the month. You can set a time for people, when to call them, like schedule, when you're going to call people back. If, let's say you've spoken to somebody, you write notes on them, schedule them for a couple hours later to call them back if there's an appointment, or a couple weeks later. You can write notes on it.
One really important question, Rob, can it make an apple pie from scratch?
It's doing toast. We've done toast.
Okay.
So for guys that are serious about making more money, it's very, very helpful for them. Okay.
What Rob is saying is 1,000% correct. For those of you that may not want to go that far, but I definitely recommend you looking into it, and the lady who is saying it's going to be very labor-intensive to find a name, I think I get it now. She's probably thinking, well, I've got 15 lead files. I've got to look through all these different lead files to find the phone number. You don't need to do that. Call your customer service rep, either Pauline or Louise, and ask them to send you your most recent cumulative lead file. Your cumulative lead file has a list of every lead that you've ever purchased, all in one file, so you sort that file in order by phone number, and then you're only having to look in one file to find the phone number, and then next to it is going to be the name.
Cool.
Okay. I'm done, Jimmy.
Okay.
Thanks,
Della,
Rob.
Looks like you've still got another question. Why don't you come back on?
No, I'm done. I'm making toast. I'm good.
Okay. Thanks,
this is Dale at 707.
Okay, go ahead.
I have another question. Because of the situation in Indiana that we can't call in, what effect does that have to anybody that's in the cash tracking system that lives in Indiana?
Doesn't have any effect at all.
They just can't call out in Indiana, period.
That's it, right.
Okay, I just wondered if it had any effect, because that's where my inviter lives.
Understand. No, that's where John Richards lives. He just doesn't call anybody in Indiana.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
All right.
Jimmy, this is Alex in Tennessee. I don't know if you have me up on the queue or not.
I got you right now. Go ahead.
Good. Rich, this is appreciate your call tonight. It's a great, great call, and more that I hear about this, the more impressed I am with your cash toolbox. Question I had as far as on the different packages available for the recordings, are those available in either a male voice or a female voice?
Presently, they're only available in a female voice because I did a lot of research and found out that more people warm up to a female voice than a male voice. However, if somebody really wants it in a male voice, I'm sure I can make an accommodation for that. So you just need to let us know.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate your call tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Joe one more time real quick. Are you ever going to run out of leads, or how do you know you'll always be able to generate these things?
Well, it's interesting that you brought that up. We ran out of them yesterday at 3:35 p.m. Eastern time. No, I'm just kidding. No, fortunately, we will never run out of leads because there are approximately 15 million people in the United States alone that are involved in network marketing. I don't remember what the number is for Canada. That's where all our leads come from. And the failure rate is 99%, so that's 15,000 new people 15 million new leads coming in every year, plus the industry is always growing.
Ah, I see. Thank you.
Good question.
Yeah, that's me. How you doing?
Good.
I'm pretty new to CTS and everything.
Well, get out while you still can.
Well, here's the thing. Testimonial for Cash Toolbox. I've run one set of leads, and again, I don't really even know what I'm really doing at this point in time, but I did get my qualifier, and I didn't even do anything, really. So certainly a testimony for your Cash Toolbox.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
I did absolutely nothing. The woman, you know, she got it. She did all this stuff herself. Next thing I know, I got a pledge. So that was my qualifier. But here's my question, because I'm a sales rep on the road, that iTeleCenter fee, I guess, that we have on a monthly basis.
Right.
I didn't see an email. It came in at the end of January saying that I needed like 15 days or something, because I changed accounts and it wasn't able to draft it. Do I have to do anything different? Can I just call Louise and pay the, was it $44 or whatever the heck it was? I can't remember now. Or
you're actually going to need to call TeleCenter, because we refer them because they're the best. They're the only system that has an intro, a main, and a closing greeting, and they're the only system that sends you emails even if a person doesn't listen to the whole message. But they bill you directly. Unfortunately, we don't have anything to do with that. So if you go to your website where you log into TeleCenter, you'll see an 800 customer service number right there. They're open 9 to 5 Eastern time, and they'll tell you what you need to do.
Okay, to show you again how little I know about everything, because I thought it was all the, how do I even get to the TeleCenter? You said there's a website or something?
My
advisor helped set me up with it, and that's part of my issue here is that I really don't have a handle on all these tools.
Okay, give me just one second. I'm going to turn on my Internet, and hopefully it won't. Jimmy, I'll do this real quick, I promise. Let's see. Richard said you would do it quick. Okay, it is www.coasecure.com. And I can even give you their phone number. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'll take that.
800-454-5930.
All right, super. I will definitely give him a call. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Right.
Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Something that we haven't said yet, I think that's really important, forget about the legalities right now. Forget about the fact that calling business opportunity leads, opt-in leads, double opt-in leads with an auto dialer is illegal. Calling at the network marketers with a website is legal. Forget about all that and just think about this. When you have a person who does not currently have a network marketing business, they're looking for the first time, and you call them, and you're talking to them about a program that doesn't have a product, that they're not going to wrap their arms around it. They're going to mean, what do you mean I just sent you money? But when you get on the phone with a person who has failed in 5, 10, or 15 different multi-level marketing companies, and with a failure rate of 99%, 99 out of 100 people that you talk to have failed. When you get on the phone with them, you're already on the phone with a person who realizes that this completely overpriced, out of left field lotion, potion, or pill that you can probably get for one-tenth of the price at the local store, it's not the solution, it's the problem. They're the ones that will listen to your story about cash gifting.
Okay, I agree with that. Well, Linda Jean, you've been waiting a while to ask another question. I'll go ahead and try again.
Oh, no, I wasn't. Was I supposed to star six?
You were just annoying me. Hit mute there and get rid of you.
No, don't do that.
Okay, let's go to 703.
Yeah, Bill from Pittsburgh again.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, when I call my telecenter people that only listen for a couple of seconds or maybe 50 a minute, usually they MF me or scream at me or, you know, say that's why I hung up because I didn't want to listen no more, you know. What are your thoughts on that, Jimmy?
Well, my thoughts are, first of all, what Rich has said is absolutely correct, because he convinced me of that a year ago, that if they show up on your report, then they have taken a positive and affirmative action. However, having said that, yes, just like Rick Myers used to do where he'd have his level 1, 2, 3, and 4, quite frankly, I find that anything under 30 seconds on that 6.5-minute message is you're probably darn near wasting your time, even though we have actually got people to talk to us and engage and all this stuff with as little as 2 seconds. I think that was my record was 2 seconds. So I think you go back to what Rich said. If you're rolling in the dough, you just do the ones that are level ones, and if you're not, you're real hungry, you go all the way down to level fours. I would set my goal at making however many your consistent number of phone calls, because that's all you consider. So if you've got a goal to make 100 calls a week, and you just start with the ones that are the longest and then work your way down.
Hey, I'd like to add to that, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Thanks. Coach Rob again. I was going to address that. I'm glad you guys brought this up, because I've had truckers who have listened for 10 or 15 seconds, they're listening, and they go under an underpass, and they're gone. And I call them back, and I've had 3,500s join because I called them. And it was because Richie's telling me, call everybody. What do you got to lose? It's a minute out of your time, and usually it's going to go to voicemail. So when people say, like I have a lot of my guys say, you know, should I be calling the 30 seconds? If you got a minute, yeah, call them. Absolutely. Chances are, you're probably wasting your time, but it's the trucker who just went under the underpass who thanks you for calling them back, if that helps people.
That's a big help. And, Rob, I want to pick your brain. I can't believe I'm saying I want to pick your brain. You guys don't know Rob the way I do. But a lot of people have asked me, when you have an already arranged follow-up call with someone and you call them and you get their voicemail, what kind of a message do you leave, and how many times do you follow up with them?
If I have a scheduled call and I call them back and they're not there, what do I leave?
Yeah, what do you say?
Hey, it's Coach Robert. Had a scheduled call. Looks like you're busy. I'm busy. 20 or 30 calls a day, so I don't chase people. If you are interested, definitely get to the website. And if you... if they've already been there, give me a call at the office. Done. Like under a minute. That's it. It's all about posture. Don't be chasing anybody.
And then will you call them again, or is that it? They lost their chance.
I spend a lot of time with people. If they are somebody who I've connected with, I know what's going on in their lives, I was taught by a very good, a very amazing professional. And she taught me, you should have those people already ready to join before they even go to the website. And in doing so, I spend a lot of time getting to know the prospect so that they'll call me back. If they're not there, chances are, you know, they're with the kids or something. If it's somebody who you really don't have a really good connect with, it's all relative to what's going on in your week, I guess. If you've got time with this guy and you think it's a good connect, yeah, call him back a third time. I wouldn't be doing fourth and fifth calls. If they're not calling you back, the old saying is, you know, fortune's in the follow-up. Schedule it for 3 weeks and call him back, you know, because maybe he's obviously better than the guy who never went to the site or better than the guy who pushed one and never heard from, right?
That's a good point, yeah.
I don't throw them away, but I'm a firm believer, you know, fortune's in the follow-up. And if that guy was interested, and I've had people, like this week, 3,500 coming in, and two deaths in the family. I called her three times. No return call, no emails, nothing. I got an email today, sorry Rob, two deaths in the family. How many times that happened with people's lives? Who knows, but I know out of sight, out of mind. And if you're not going to follow up with them in a couple of days or a couple of 3 days, and then a week or 2 weeks goes by, zip them off an email, give them a call.
And I think it helps for them to see the stability. You're still in the program. Hey, this guy called me 6 months ago. He's calling me now. Maybe this program really is for real.
Yep. You've got that reply email, too, where, you know, hey, you know, everybody's busy. You know, here's another chance to take a look at things. I'm still doing well. And I tell people, you know, consistently, 2,000 to 5,000 a week. That's what people do in this program. If you're not making that money right now, sorry, receiving cash, because we don't make any money in this program.
Right.
If you're not doing that, I'd say, you know, people are receiving 2,000 to 5,000 a week. Use your inviter's history. That's what I teach my guys. That's what did it for me. That's what I tell my guys. Use my history. And there's a lot of successful people here.
That's great. That's great. Thank you. Jimmy,
my pleasure.
Do we have any more people waiting?
Well, let me throw out one other thing while we're talking about that.
Into my snorkeling time.
I know. But when I went to the phone burner, which is easy to load up right from my telecenter, I had the same message go out to every voicemail. That same message is it's consistent. It goes there all the time. I'm able to schedule my follow-up, everything else, and I will make 60 calls in less than an hour. And that includes talking to one guy for 10 minutes. So, you know, it's another tool that none of us are associated. Well, yeah, I guess I do get referrals if I have somebody do it, but no one knows that. But that's not the right way of saying that. But I would really highly recommend Homeburner if you want to be able to call everybody.
Do you find it useful to blast out voicemails or just live answers when you're doing the campaigns?
Jimmy, let me take that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have queried the gurus in voice broadcasting over the past 4 years. You have no idea how much I've queried them. And here's a response I've got concerning that. They've actually said that if the technology existed where you could call the number, the phone didn't even ring, it went right to voicemail, they would say, where do I sign up for that? Here's why. When you call, when you get a phone call and you answer the phone and it's a recorded message, if we're all going to be honest, 99 times out of 100, we hang up immediately. Don't you, Jimmy? This is where you say yes. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
But if your message is cleverly left on a voicemail system, like the woman who does our messages, she came up with this new thing that's been working just great for the voicemail message. It goes, hello, oh, well, I guess I got your machine. Sounds like she manually dialed the number and manually left the message one at a time. They don't even have a clue that it was a pre-recorded message. In addition, when you're live answering the phone, there's a million other things going on, as opposed to sitting down next to your answering machine with pen and paper in hand to listen to your messages. Now you're in a listening mode for messages. Most of your action, most of your telecenter connects, 3 out of every 4 come from voicemail messages, not from live answers. So please don't do a live answer only campaign.
Thank you.
Okay. Jimmy, can I interrupt for a quick second? I'm sorry. While you're getting questions on the phone, I'm getting questions on the text. Somebody wanted to know if we could give an overview of PhoneBurner. There's the PhoneBurner website right up there, phoneburner.com. That'll tell you everything you need to know. Basically, it allows you to dial numbers 100 times faster than you would do them one at a time on your own. And whenever it detects an answering machine, it leaves a message that you've already created in your best voice and your best delivery, so that you don't have to constantly leave the same message over and over again for 100 different numbers. When you have connected to a live number, you get a notification, you hear the person say hello, and there you go. But just go to phoneburner.com.
Okay, let me add a couple of things to that, because I am a strong believer in PhoneBurner. It costs a pretty good bit of money to use on an unlimited basis monthly, but you have a free 15-day trial period if you want to try it. And what I would do is go in and look at some of the tutorials or watch the demo and do some of that stuff before you sign up. And then when you do sign up, get that 15-day free trial to get it, get used to it, ask questions, things of this nature. And then also realize that when you bring other people in, because I didn't know this for 8 months of using it, that if you bring other people in, you can get a referral for them. So once you're successful at this, that phone burner can be free to you. And it's an incredible tool.
This is John 562. I got a quick question.
Go ahead, John.
I actually got into this probably in July of last year, and I wouldn't consider myself a quitter. I'm definitely motivated. I've just gone through all my money, per se, trying to read, call, leads, and have questions and answer people's questions. And I got a qualifier for $500, and it obviously didn't help me get my one up and be completely, you know, qualified and everything. And I think I went through like three leads and minutes purchases through your cash flow block. And I pretty much, you know, I wish I knew the same thing about, hey, you know, you need to put more than $3,500. I jumped in full $3,500 and spent all my money and leads and minutes, and I didn't really get anything recouped back. I went through all the scripts. I went through everything that they tell you guys to do, but I'm trying to find out maybe, like, how other people had more success than I did, because I would say for a good 3 hours a day I was doing this, and I just want to know what I must have missed that other people didn't. Because I'm hearing from people, someone got their first one of qualifier on their first lead call or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do to address that, because I received some texts here, and maybe this is a good idea. Jimmy and I will have to talk about it. Hopefully Rob will be involved. We'll get a couple of other really successful people involved. There's no reason why the customers of Your Cash Toolbox can't do our own training calls. Even if we're helping people that aren't specifically on your team, the more success that CTS has as a whole, the more success all of us have. Because the more people that you get on those conference calls, the more excitement there is. So, Jimmy, Rob, do you think that's a good idea, something to think about?
Yeah, I'm in. Absolutely. I think that, you know, with cash tracking, they certainly have rules about recruiting people. You can't, you know, do hotel rooms and things like that. From a training standpoint, I don't see us stepping on any toes, especially when we're talking about Your Cash Toolbox.
No. And it's gonna be free. You know, if you're a customer of, or we're gonna limit it to Your Cash Toolbox customers. So we'll have to figure out a way to do that. We'll password protect it or something, but
yeah,
I think that'll help you. Well, we can't fix your problem right now this second, but we can offer you some free training from the people that have been really successful, and if you have the funds, give you another shot. Okay?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
I've actually got a fantastic idea about that. I just want to make sure that I'm not stealing from somebody else. So I'll discuss
it. Well, then don't say it out loud yet. Okay.
Huh?
We have to fly to the Philippines?
well, when Rich pays for it. all right, who else do we have that wants to ask a question?
I just want to ask a question about the covering for tonight. How can we get the information the documents, the information, the policy, and all that. I'm about finished, but I want to be able to get this information and not make this a total waste of my time for the night based on what...
say what you mean.
This call is being recorded. We're going to send out a link where you can listen to it. And then you'll have all the information that you'll be able to download it so you can pause it, write things down, share it with other people.
Perfect.
Okay?
Perfect.
Okay, we have another question. Is there anybody else that has another question?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Here it comes.
When are you going to stop asking if people have other questions?
Anybody else got a question besides that one?
Is there somebody else they can talk to?
Does anybody ever worry about the feds doing an internet sweep and shutting this thing down because they think it's a pyramid, even though we're not, but you know how they are?
I really don't worry about it. And I had looked at it before, but I do believe that we are compliant.
Yes.
I know you're compliant because if you weren't, they would have shut you down long ago. They shut gifting programs down every month. I read about this all the time. I have services that I subscribe to. The gifting programs that they shut down are the old-fashioned kind that really are a pyramid. They have names like Train Trip, Captain's Chair on the Plane. And what happens is you have to put in money into the system, then you have to bring in other people to bring in money to move your seat on the plane from the back toward the front. And when you finally get to the captain's chair, then you cash out with a lot of money. That's a pyramid. That's where you have a lot of losers. This is not a pyramid. It's a completely legal thing.
And one more input. All you people out there that are in gifting and are worried about this, when you lose your house or you lose your job and you have nowhere to go and you're getting evicted and they're repossessing your car, where's the government for you then? Always remember.
Yeah, absolutely. Been there.
Good point. Good point.
So, they care about as much about you as you do when you pay your taxes or when you don't pay your taxes, so. You know, the more money you give them, the more bigger they're going to get, and the more they're going to regulate you. So always remember that.
And that gives a perfect segue, because I haven't been able to put a one-liner in the whole night. And Jimmy knows I can't go a half hour without a one-liner. Jimmy, if the opposite of pro is con, then what's the opposite of progress?
Regress.
No, if the opposite
okay,
of pro... Congress, there
yeah,
you
okay,
go.
Okay, Congress.
I thought this wasn't a political call.
That wasn't. That was an independent political call.
Yeah.
Now we do a free-for-all call.
Does anybody know why the IRS calls it the Form 1040? No? Okay, I'll let you in. For every $50 you make, you keep 10. They take 40.
That's the truth.
The only time a politician is telling the truth when he's calling another one a liar.
Just
That's very good. I like that. All right. Any other questions? I had a cartoon that I was going to play for you guys, but we'll do that next time. It's a cartoon on network marketing. It's hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. But we'll do it next time. Jimmy, you think it's time for a wrap?
Yep.
Well, hold off, guys. Okay, I got everybody unmuted. And since we're coming up on the end, I'm just surprised that we had over 100 people and still got 47.
Yeah, this is Richard. Can I ask a question or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Turn that car off.
Yeah, it might be too much background noise here, but you guys said that you could put those leads in. Is that the second week or the third week? Like you run them 1 week and then you put it in the next week again?
That's what we said. You run them 1 week and then you run them the next week again. It's almost
okay,
like running a whole new set of leads.
I'm fairly new at that, so can I get Pauline to help me do that then, or ask her how to do it or something?
You definitely, thank you for asking that question. You definitely want to get Pauline or Louise to help you with that, because you don't just want to feed the leads in and call them all over again. Our system will stop you from calling the people that wanted to be added to the DNC list, but you don't want to call people that are already connected to your telecenter number, so they can weed those out too. The process is called culling a list, so they can help you with that to make sure that you're not being a pest to people that you're trying to warm up to.
I wish everybody else had heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we just unmuted everybody. I would like to thank Rich for all the information. I just unmuted, so you can all give a big round of applause before you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And good night, Coach Robert.
Y'all are more than welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate you coming tonight.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.